Good evening. Welcome to HBCUI Radio Family Circle, where we discuss financial awareness and life issues. We are your hosts, James and Jeanette Sutton, owners of J Square Financial Services. And our hosts and regular contributors with us tonight, we have JT Ladies Lounge with Tamara and Jazz, and we're welcoming Jazz back after God blessed her with a beautiful baby boy. So we're excited about that, and I know she has a lot to say. And at this point, we're going to get and just turn the floor over to JT Ladies Lounge. I know Tamara's going to lead us and introduce our guest this evening and our topic.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Good evening. And this is Tamara from JT Ladies Lounge, and I have my co-host, Jasmine, who's also here with me. And today's topic is health issues in the Black community. How do we get our Black community back into good shape with their health? The reason why we wanted to talk about this topic today, because I myself have been into health and fitness for quite a while. And over the years with, you know, health and fitness, so many things have changed, even from when I first started, because I knew nothing about it. But it's so many quick fixes that's out there that people are thinking it's okay to do, and not realizing that you're going to have long-term effects. You know, you're getting people that's going to get lipo done or getting these body things done to their body. They're taking these type of medicines. They're doing these different type of diets, and they're really being harmful, you know, to people in our community, you know, especially the Black community, because a lot of us sometimes, you know, look up to these, you know, celebrities and these rappers and these hip-hop artists and everything like that. And, you know, we want that body image that they have. And instead of going through the process of, you know, working out and having that mindset to eat right and, you know, take away this and add that, you know, a lot of people are just doing that quick fix. And it's really deteriorating our community. So that's how this topic came up today. And I wanted to have a special guest to help bring back or help bring ways to bring back health and fitness the right way into our community. And his name is Champ Owens. He is celebrity trainer and owner of Champ Workout. He has trained WNBA star Tiara Ruffin Pratt of Los Angeles Sparks. Champ Owens has instructed workout camps for Ed Red and the Baltimore Ravens, annual event at Booker T. Washington Middle School. He has instructed events with United Negro College Fund, Washington Black Bar Association. Champ Owens was the first trainer to instruct a virtual class at the Baltimore Convention Center located in Baltimore, Maryland. His virtual training allows him to train you from anywhere in the world. So, again, you can be in China, you can be in Hawaii, you can be in Alaska. You can train with him anywhere in the world. His method of training is amazing and authentic. Not only is he a trainer, but he's also a motivational speaker. So we are pleased and blessed to have him with us for the next hour on A Family Circle. So thank you, Champ Owens.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Such a blessing.
So was that a good introduction?
It was a great introduction. It was a great introduction.
Anything I missed that you would like to add?
No, thank you, man. It's just a blessing, man. It's an honor just to join you guys and basically just talk on this great topic you guys have, man. Get our communities back and nice and healthy.
Okay, so before you go on and we go on with the interview, I do know a few more people hopped on. So before we go on, is there anybody who would like to introduce themselves who just joined us?
Hi, this is Kenyatta with M2M Financial Group. I'm here. How y'all doing tonight?
How you doing?
Good, Kenyatta. Good. So we have tonight Champ Owens, celebrity trainer of Champ Workout and owner, and he's going to be talking to us tonight on how to bring back health and fitness into the black community. So, Champ, I'm going to go ahead and leave the floor up to you just to, again, add anything that I may miss, and we can continue on with the show.
Awesome, awesome. Once again, first and foremost, I want to give all the praise and glory to God just for allowing us all to join together tonight and just talk about this great topic. You know, it's so much going on in the black communities, and things are changing, you know, people losing their lives, even my family, you know, to diabetes and cancer. So it really hit home to me close. You know, it hit home at an early age, you know, losing my dad to cancer, and I witnessed it, you know, firsthand. And that was my driving force. That was my motivation, you know, just to get going with personal training and just try to change the world, you know, make everybody more knowledgeable.
How long have you actually been training, Champ?
I've been training for 9 years at this level, 4 years. For the last 4 years, I've been training Tierra Ruffin Pratt of the L.A. Sparks. It's been a tremendous blessing. She's from Alexandria. She graduated from UNC, and she was a walk-on for the Washington Mystics, and now she's with the Sparks. So it's been a blessing, man, just to touch so many people worldwide, you know, so definitely a motivation.
Right, right. So you said your dad is what got you started. Oh, no, not your dad got you started, but you seen just hands-on of what health and fitness can do. So just give a little brief of how you actually got started.
Okay. So basically, I played basketball. I played minor league basketball. And then I reached a point where I just hit rock bottom. I was just stuck. I was unfocused, uninspired, unmotivated. And my dad was battling cancer. And at that time, I really took things lightly. You know, we didn't have the greatest relationship. And I remember just running all the way to the hospital, and I was by his bedside. And at this time, I really had no idea I was going to become a trainer. And as I'm sitting there, I'm talking to him, I'm pleading, I'm talking to God, and I'm just like, look, God, just please don't allow anybody else to deal or face what I'm facing right now. And God started working on me. You know, I started just working out extra hard in the gym. I met a couple people. I started training people. And then everything just took off. It was like a snowball effect, and especially in the community. So it was just so many people that surrounded me, you know, during that time when I needed it most. And it was, I'm telling you, it took me to another level as far as my focus and mindset.
Right, right. So as a trainer, with that job being, because there's so many other trainers that's out here in the world, like it's so many, what makes you different from others? Or how did you decide to go the route that you went with your method of training?
So it was funny. Like I would say 3 years ago, I'm at the park and I'm doing the boot camp. It was summertime, and you know, Candy walked up to me, you know, one of my clients, and she said, "Champ, we love what you're doing out here, but it's about to start getting cold. Like, where are we going to train at?" And at the time, I really had no idea. And I said, God's going to work things out. And I'll never forget, it was one night before Thanksgiving, and my mom came over. She was with my wife. And I said, you know what, I'm going to connect through Facebook, and I'm going to train people virtually. And that's when it started. Then I connected with Zoom, and then start connecting the dots and adding the pieces, and then God just continued to let me grow. And that's how this came about right here. Now I'm training people worldwide.
All right, and I'm going to ask you one more question, too, and I'm going to leave the floor open, too, if any of the co-hosts have any questions that they would like to ask. All right, another question I would like to ask is, you said your virtual training, and I know even in your bio that you was the first one to actually do a virtual training with the Baltimore, Baltimore Ravens?
Baltimore Convention Center.
Yes, because the Baltimore Convention Center.
Yeah.
So how did you go that route with doing the virtual training? Like, how did you even decide, or what led you to even doing that?
So, well, one of my clients, she contacted me. They were having a Christian event. It was a 2-day event over the Baltimore Convention Center. And she said, "Champ, you know, I have an idea." And I said, "Share it, please." And she said, "How would you like to train virtually from your home here at the Baltimore Convention Center?" And I'm like, "How are we going to do that?" And she said, "How you normally do it?" So they, you know, they set the system up. I believe it was like 536 people there. And it was a blast, you know. It was a 30-minute event. I mean, the energy was good, and it was lovely. It was a blessing. It just just to see everybody in there, you know, doing something different, and you reaching out to so many people that you can't touch every single day, you know, and that's all God right there.
Right. Do any other co-hosts have any questions?
Yeah, I do. This is James. Thank you again for joining us in the conversation, Champ.
And, yeah, you're welcome, James.
Now, is Champ your real name, or are you just a champion?
I'm just a champion, man. You know, I tell people, you know, it's like I'm not a champion because I'm perfect or I'm undefeated.
Right.
I'm a champion because I failed several times, man, and I just never gave up. And that's how I came up with Champ Workout, and that was the mindset and the vision behind it.
Right, and again, that's powerful because when we look at the mental health with African Americans, I want to throw some statistics out there for you guys as we really understand how the physical health impacts your mental health. You know, it says that African Americans are 10% more likely to report having a serious psychotic distress than Hispanic Americans, but we're lower than 1% to white non-Hispanic Americans, I should say. And the suicide rate among African Americans has grown 233% in the last 10 years. So we're definitely seeing an increase of suicides, which again is part of that mental health and not being able to see somebody. How would you, Champ, look at ways that we can de-stress through working out that would allow us to have a more positive mental health?
One of the main things I can say just off of experience, because I've been down that road as far as thinking about suicide, is creating and thinking about your why. You know, like I mentioned in the beginning, it was hard. You know, it was a struggle at the time. You know, my faith was so low. I really didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to connect with God at the time. And one Saturday, I'm at the community center, and one of my friends, Clarence Jeter, it's like he felt my energy. And I already had things planned, man. I'm walking out. I said, you know what, I can't do it. I'm ready to give up on life at this time. And he said, look, man, sit down for a minute. He was looking at college football. He said, sit down, let me talk to you a little bit. He said, what's going on? I said, you know, life is tough, man. I hit rock bottom. I just can't do it anymore. And that's the suicide part that came into my mind that you just mentioned. But I learned ways. I figured out ways to sit down and just dissect life and just to think about my why, think about my mom, think about my kids, think about certain points. And then I just try to turn into exercise. You know, I try to jog longer, you know, work out longer. And it truly helped me, you know, and that's the key piece that can help people is thinking about your why. But you got to create it. You got to connect with it.
Awesome. Hey, Champ, this is Jeanette from J's Grit Financial Services. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Awesome. I got a question. Tamara mentioned that you are a virtual trainer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I was thinking, in the schools nowadays, they have taken gym, I believe, off the schedule. Like, physical fitness is just like, it's not even there anymore.
Yeah.
Would that be an avenue you'd be interested in doing a virtual training, like replace like gym classes? Because they were talking about
yeah.
How would that work? Or do you see a market for that? Or do you? I mean, what would you suggest?
Yeah, I do. I'd definitely be interested in it. See, it's funny that you said it because, you know, one of my clients' little brother, he goes to Germana. He goes to Germana College. And that was the same thing. You know, they have this beautiful weight room, but when I trained him there, no one was in there. The weight room was empty. You know, you have kids with all this energy, but the weight room was empty. And, you know, growing up, I used to stay in the weight room, and kids my age stayed in the weight room. But that would be great, you know, just to add that to different schools, you know, HBCU. It can grow. Basically, when I do classes, I can get up to 500 people at one time. So it can not only just turn into virtual. Now it can be a virtual competition with other schools.
Hey, Cam, this is Tasha with the Ella Rose Group. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Tasha?
I'm awesome. So I'm super excited. So I work out now. I've been working out for almost a year,
okay.
And I definitely believe in it helping you mentally. it definitely mentally helped me out a whole lot. Now, I'm real cute and things now with my body now. I've been working out. I'm real proud of myself. It does help mentally. But I have a daughter who's 7, so she's really excited, and she, you know, she follows what mommy does, and so she wants to work out. How do you, or what can I do in order to do things that are kid-friendly? Like, we even want to do, like, a YouTube workout thing with maybe mommy and me or something like that. So what different things do you think we could do, or do you have a website that I can go to get ideas?
Yeah, so, you know, I train kids as well. The number one thing with kids, you have to keep them away from weights. But kids, their attention span is kind of short, so you have to kind of make it fun. You can't make it like, you know, a dog, make it too hard. You have to just make it real fun. A lot of cardio, a lot of agility, a lot of boxing. You know, just exercise is pretty much like that, but keep encouraging her. You know, if you're watching a video or if you're doing something on TV, tell her to come over. Teach her how to stretch. You know, say, look, let's do this burnout. Let's jog in place. Let's do some jumping jacks. Let's do some crunches. And just keep encouraging her. And, you know, she's going to just like plant seeds. She's going to pick up on it, and then she's going to continue to take off. But I can definitely help you. I can help you in that department as well.
Awesome. I would love to get your contact information. I know I'll be able to receive it from James and J Square, but I would love to get your information so you can help us out and point us in the right direction.
Definitely. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, champ. This is Jazz, the other half of JT Ladies Lounge.
Hey, Jazz.
Hey. I have a question for you. Now, as far as exercise or even just, you know, something in addition to exercise to help us get back in shape and, you know, just get our health back in order, period. In the black community, what do you suggest for a college student who doesn't have, you know, a lot of money or maybe access to fresh fruits and vegetables and things like that to help them get their eating habits more regulated and more on target, you know what I'm saying? So they won't be eating the junk and the ramen noodles and, you know, all that stuff that's low cost, but, you know, you pay on the back end for it with your health. What do you suggest as some, you know, affordable meals or maybe affordable ways to go about getting your eating under control when you're a college student or a teacher on the go or just, you know, somebody that doesn't have a lot of money right now?
The number one thing, even I tell my clients, is the fast food. The fast food is the easy part that's going to trip you up, unhealthy. But just meal prep, you know, just put a plan together. If you plan your meals out, have your fruits, have your snacks, it can be low budget. You can get some lettuce and put some tuna fish in there. Tuna fish is cheap. And just basically just set a plan. If you're a vegan, have a vegan diet. You know, stay away from all those fast foods, high protein. If you get a lot of younger kids, they like to work out a lot, so they're going to burn more off. But the main thing is just meal prepping, you know, smoothies. If you're a teacher, get your smoothies, you know, make your smoothies, you know, make your fruits, pack it, you know, take it to work. But that's it. You know, it's very low budget, you know. But I tell people, you know, it's just like gas. You know, a lot of people, if you go to the grocery stores, they see a lot of things that's cheap. Right, so they purchase the cheap things. It's just like putting regular into your car. You know, some of the things are going to be pricey, but if you plan, it'll be effective.
I agree. So do you think it would be safe to say when you go to the grocery store to focus on shopping the outer perimeter of the grocery store where all the fruits and vegetables are versus, you know, the inside where most of the junk is?
I mean, you know, especially like processed foods. You know, growing up, I used to like the frozen chicken nuggets. The frozen pizzas, you know, and then,
right.
Yeah, you know, so I just try to stay away from all of the frozen stuff. You know, the good thing is my wife, she helped me out a lot. You know, she changed my whole mindset as far as a diet, even as a trainer. But now I just stay away from the processed foods. But definitely just plan. That's the key, man. You got to plan in life, man, to be successful. So that's the major key.
Hello, champ. This is Tamara from JT Ladies Lounge. I do have a question, too. How do you think that with your training method and your training style that you can, because I know you do a lot in the community. I know that because you've been training, you know, but training for the last 3 years with me. So I know that.
It's been 3 years already.
Yeah. You constantly do your boot camp, you know, on the weekends, especially when the weather's nice. You announcing it. You know, we share the post about what's going on. So I know you do a lot in the community.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think that needs to be done? Or I mean, I know we, you know, we can share posts, we can announce it. I mean, it's plenty of times, you know, I done shared with family members and friends, you know, come on out, come join. And sometimes, you know, talking, it just don't get to them. And I know everybody have to find their own time of wanting to have their health and fitness, because you don't always have to. I don't know if this is a good statement, and you tell me if it is. You don't have to work out to be healthy, do you? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
You,
because some people can eat healthy but don't work out.
Well, it goes hand in hand. You know, like
right.
it's some people that work out but their diet is terrible. You know, it's just a blend, you know. But as far as, you know, because I've been down the road, it's telling your relatives and telling your friends, hey, come on, join us. We have a free boot camp. Unfortunately, they're going to have to do it until they get tired of being sick and tired. It's going to have to take something in their life that's going to change to make them want to go. You know, it's just, and I tell my clients every day, it's just like your walk with God. You know, it's not going to happen overnight, but if you pray on Monday, you pray on Tuesday, Wednesday, it's going to eventually happen. And it's just like working out. But you mentioned earlier about the quick fix. So many people in life, they want that quick fix. They want to lose the quick 20 pounds, but they don't want to put the work in. But it's a combination, Tamara. You know, you have to eat and you have to be active.
Okay, so I want to play devil's advocate. This is Jeanette from Day Create Financials. So I'm a single mom. I have three kids. I'm working like three jobs. You know, I want to eat healthy. I want to expose my children to eating healthy. You know, shopping on the outer ranks of the supermarket is very expensive. Only thing we can afford is the inner mark, the inner aisles.
Mm-hmm.
It's just extremely difficult. I want to, my whole heart, you know, I cry about it at night. You know, I want my kids to be healthy. There's no gym in school. Kids not active. Now my kids gaining weight. You know, it's just extremely, extremely difficult. Now when I work out, I'm trying to work out and you know, now my hair is sweating. You know, the whole thing about the hair, you know, I know you train a lot of black women, so we have the hair issue as well. You know, so I'm just saying, I'm just playing devil's advocate, you know. So I know you went up against all of those type of statements that people have told you, but for the, you know, on the real, what do you tell people who honestly they have a heart to do, but it's just so expensive trying to get started, or they don't see how they can get started?
And that's where the verse would come into play. So basically, I created a package called a grind package, and you only train for 15 minutes. The thing about it is so many people, they think that you have to go to the gym for an hour or you have to go for 30 minutes. You can train hard for 15 minutes and bust a sweat, you know, but be consistent. You know, if you do this every other day, 15 minutes, three times a week, and you walk in, you know, you can go to the park and you can walk. You know, when a commercial is on TV with your kids, you can walk in place. You know, you can throw some jabs in place. It's so much that you can do in a short period of time that'll get you over the top and help you at the end achieve your goals, that it's amazing. You mentioned the diet. The same thing with the diet, okay? If you can't afford those foods, let's get salads. Introduce salads. Introduce steamed veggies to them. You know, small portions. You know, everything is a combination. But you hit a good point.
And Jeanette, this is Tamara. I do. You know what? Let me tell you, the hair, Jeanette, the hair thing. I totally understand. Because
you hear me, Tamara? Yes, you hear me, right?
yes. The hair thing is really serious, and that is how I ended up. Even before training with Champ, I mean, just doing exercises from the Billy Blanks and the On Demand. That's how I ended up with tracks in my hair and all that. I mean, really, because you get your hair done and you're like, okay, I don't want to sweat my hair out. But that's how I ended up with, you know, getting braids and getting tracks, because I'm like, okay, what's more important? Not that your hair is not important, because I know we had a topic about this too. You know,
yeah.
Certain people hair is important. You want your hair. You don't want to spend all this money on, you know, your hair. Then you just sweat it out within the hour.
Right.
So it's one of those it's a sacrifice. You got to find out, you know, okay, I want to do, you know, I want to work out. I want to do this run or this walk. What can I do to my hair? And you have to find ways. And it's like going to YouTube, wear wigs and all that stuff. So I understand. Jeanette, let me tell you, even now I still struggle with it, even still. You know, so that is...
At the end of the day, your health is the most important, and so you have to definitely, like you said, you have to, you know, work it out. But those, I'm pretty sure those are topics that we talk about.
Oh, definitely.
Right, and that's why I would come to having this topic with saying in the community, how can we bring it back, and you know, with not having these quick fixes, because... You know, your hair look cute. Let's just say your hair look cute, but you're doing these unhealthy things to your body. But, you know, like, just not saying just your hair, but just having this conversation, you know, I don't want to sweat my hair out, or I don't want to go to the gym. Or, again, you don't have to go to the gym. You could work out in the comfort of your own home, but you don't want to put the time. But you're doing these quick fixes. You're going to the doctors, you know, you're getting your body all made up. And I'm not hating on anybody that does that, because if you do it, you do it. I understand. But some of these people, women and men, but we, for some reason, we see it more in women. I don't know why, but we see it more in women, are dying from these quick fixes.
Yeah.
Literally.
You know, Samara, it's funny that you said that last night. Me and my wife, we was watching television, and the T.I. show was on. And I just glimpsed, and I was over there doing some work on the computer, but I glimpsed, and I seen that one of the ladies, she had something around her legs, and she got on this machine, and it said that she can burn, like, 900 calories, right? And it just had her body shaking, and that drove me crazy watching that, because it was a quick fix, you know? But I get clients that you know, that's very cautious of their hair. And we kind of plan around it. We know we do certain things. If I know someone just got their hair done, I try to stay away from the cardio and so on, do weights. But I definitely get my fair share.
And, hey, guys, this is Jazz. I wanted to comment on the hair thing, too. When my hair was shorter and relaxed, I would just keep it tied down until it dried, so it would still be cute, but it would be flat. But... at the same time, now that my hair is natural, this has been the struggle. So I have like invested in a lot of scarves and wraps, you know, so I can still wear it curly and cute on the top after the workout, because the shrinkage is real, you know what I'm saying? And especially with the cardio and stuff and the intensity of the workouts. So I make sure I just, you know, tie up my sides or something. I stop letting my hair be my excuse not to work out. Or not to, you know, go hard like I know I need to, because I don't want to waste money in the salon, keep going back and forth, but I also don't want to miss out on an opportunity I have to increase my health or increase my physical and my mental because I have, you know, because my hair is gorgeous or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So that's something else that we can consider, too, just different hair wraps and scarves, and if it's something that you know, you're into or you want to try. It's different things we can do. Like, of course, I think somebody just mentioned going on YouTube and trying different things. That's my phase now, the YouTube phase, and I'm not really good at it. But I know that, you know, I'm going to get better, but I'm not going to let that hinder me from, you know, not taking care of myself.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I guess at some point you got to figure out what's most important.
Actually, Champ is on point. He said you ain't got to do no whole bunch of searches on YouTube. Just look up his channel. He good.
Just check me out. That's all you got to do. Live.
Yeah, and got hair tutorials.
And it's live. We'll work it out.
That's right. So I want to drop some real stats. I think the stats I gave y'all before were a little off. I was thinking mental health, not health. So I'll show. But what I was looking at is that right now, 60% of black women are obese compared to 32% of white women and 41% of Latino women. And when it comes to being obese and overweight, it says 38% of black men in America are considered to be obese compared to 50% of African American women. So it's definitely, as an insurance agent, one of the things we find common now when we go out is that high blood pressure and diabetes is common. They don't even look to write that off in insurance anymore because in the black community it's just there. They just raise the rates and say, hey, they going to have it, so that's good. And my question is, are we more accepting of obesity in the black community than other communities?
Yeah, hey, this is Tasha with Ella Rose Group. James, I think so. I think that we use it as we're being thick, in quotation marks. We're thick. You know, it's cute to have a little bit of hips and all of that. But our health is at risk. And I think, like, for me, I'd rather be healthy inside and be a little bit thinner than to be thick and be unhealthy on the inside and have to take medication. So I don't want to have to be filled with – I don't want a medicine pill with Monday through Sunday with pills in it for each day for, you know, whatever the disease that I may have, because I don't want to take a little bit of time to work out for 30 minutes. And it's only 30 minutes out of 24 hours. So working out for 30 or 45 minutes so I can live longer.
And that's why I mentioned it. It's, you know, it's all about – but, you know, society nowadays, right, you have so much that people don't even have to leave out the house for. You know, you have Amazon, you have Uber Eats, you have Grubhub. So now people don't have to even go out to even go to Red Lobster, go to these restaurants. They can sit at home, and they're not active enough. And I think that right there is just hurting our community, you know, big time.
Now, isn't there a misconception with weight associated with health? Because I'm not obese. However, I'm 100% out of shape.
This Chef Ron, man, with Protection with the Parlors, I just want to get one thing. As far as we're accepting of obesity in our community, I think it's just our culture, man. I think it's the way that we cook food. It's the things that we eat. It's those type of things. And then plus the side of the fact that we really, really don't work out like that. So, you know, most people just go to work, come home. They don't got time to work out. They come home and cook for their kids, and that's just what it is. Then they cooking like how their grandma used to cook and stuff like that, or their aunts or whoever. So I really think it's like our diet, because I know, like, most Asians, they eat different. They eat different from us. Most Caucasians, they eat different from us. Most Latinos, they eat different from us. Like, it's just different cultures. The culture is different foods. I think that may be just the food. I got another quick question for you, man. I'm a 40-year-old ex-athlete that's out of shape, but I used to work out. I started working out heavy back when I first turned 30, then I, like, lost it in the last 2 years. I need some good supplements, man. Do you know any good supplements for, like, a middle-aged man can take? Nothing crazy, just something. Like, I used to take Oxy Elite. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but I took Oxy Elite back in the day, and that really, like, got me, like, slim and trim. And I started looking like I was 25 again. Is there anything that they have out there now that's good for me as far as supplement?
Yeah, in
recovery.
Yeah, I highly recommend Advocare. I like Advocare because it's tested. And actually, my WNBA player, Tierra Ruffin Pratt, I have her on Advocare. They have something great, and Tamara, she's on it as well, called Catalyst. Do some research on Catalyst. It's great for muscle tone, gives you good energy. That's pretty good. And also check out the Performance Elite line. They have some great supplements on there as well. But now the great thing is that you're a former athlete, so you have that good muscle memory. All you have to do, man, is just get started back up, and then your body's going to pick up. You know, it'll pick up easy, man, and you right back.
Yeah, I got all this fat on top of my muscles, man, so you can't really see my
Yeah, man, it's easy, though. It's easy, man. It's easy work.
isn't there a misconception, too, that people think I can just take all these supplements and don't put no work in? You know, and back to your point, Ron, I think, yes, we have cultural things that we need to talk about, but I think it comes back to some of our other conversations about financial awareness. If it's cheaper to get 10 candy bars than it is to get 10 apples, if you're on a fixed income like Jeanette was talking about, then chances are you're going to fill up on junk because you can't afford the healthy stuff. And I think that's part of why some of the other demographics eat a little different than us.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
I have a quick question. Well, not a question, but a statement. James, going back to what you were saying about the mental health, actually, the health and fitness is like it goes both ways, because just given quickly, because I know I could go on, but a two-minute brief little story. even just for me, working out is a mental thing. It's not just about being, you know, feeling comfortable within my body. It's not about that. It also is a mental thing, because working out with Champ, when I tell you, he will literally bring your mental on a whole nother level, regardless if it's in person or virtual. Trust me, it will be, because he just had a grind to success challenge that was a 6-week challenge. It was tough, but it was good, you know, and it was fun too. Not just hard. It's not like it's hard. It's also fun, and I was able to make it through the 6-week challenge, and also make it through second place because of my niece. My niece was born. My great niece was born 26 weeks early. She was a preemie. And mentally, I did not want to join this challenge because I'm like, oh, I'm going through this, and this, and this. And Champ pushed me through it. He got me through it. It was like, for me, making second place, getting up, doing these challenges in the morning, being dedicated, sending these photos of what I ate and all that stuff was a dedication to my niece, and it was a mental process. So in the long run, you're not just, you know, working out. It's a mental thing, too, because it will really, really help you. And I know for me, it helped me. So, James, when you were saying that, you know, when it comes to health and fitness, even though the word mental wasn't in front of, you know, mental health or, you know, whatever, the health part, it still works hand on hand. Because working out for me, it really relieves stress. And when I don't work out, or when I, you know, I'm feeling down, I'd be like, oh, I need a workout. And sometimes when I just work out on my own without working out with Champ, it's not the same, because sometimes we need that push. We need to hear that actual voice saying, keep going, don't quit. And that goes back to when Champ was saying, what's your why? What's your why? So I just
Hello,
wanted to add that, James, when you said about the mental health part.
Hello, this is Precious from Perspective with the Paulins and I Choose Me, hashtag No More Excuses movie. And I just wanted to make a comment about the being mental. I think everything we do is mental. As a soul coach, what I've realized, and especially listening to the Champ, is that what I try to get people to understand is that your purpose is found in your valley. And when you learn to turn that pain into power, it's a mindset. And so everything you challenge in life is all about your mind and how you see it and how you change the way you think. And so just like you said, the way I saw it when I started to see it different or have it in my mind different, I became different. And I think that is the key to everything in life, is when you get in your mind, when you change your mindset, then you change your results. Because knowledge is power, but applied knowledge is transformation, and it requires that we accept what we cannot change, figure out what it is teaching us, and then apply it. So I applaud you, Champ, for making a difference and turning that valley into a mountaintop so that you can be the light in somebody else's darkness, because that's what we're here for.
I definitely appreciate that.
You know, I had a question, too, and I'm happy that we talked about mindset, Champ, because I was going to ask you, like, I hear, and I know a lot of things are cultural and the way we cook and all that stuff and what we're used to eating, because a lot of people always associate, you know, eating healthy with, you know, bland and no-taste foods. What can you do to, well, what do you suggest, or what is your piece of advice for people who just maybe need to tweak their mindset a little bit? As far as, you know, eating healthy and exercising, like you want to do it, but you got every excuse in the book not to do it. What would be something that you would suggest them to start thinking about, or, you know, just to say to themselves that may help them, you know, accomplish their goal or help them begin?
Well, the most important thing is, you know, like I mentioned before, is consistency. Jazz, you know, just like when we come to class, you know, it's very important that very first time. So the very first time when you come in class, at the end of class, we always do something where I take my hand and I put it up in the air. And I tell my clients, I said, look, man, some goals are there that we have to snatch out. So I'm trying to plant those seeds because a lot of people are uncomfortable when they're first starting. A lot of people are doubting themselves. But when you take your hand and you snatch it in the air and you say, look, God has something up there that you got to get, now their vision is changing because now they believe it. You're painting a picture. And then at the end of each class, we do something called a victory run. I tell them jog for 10 seconds, and we're going to sprint it up. And as we're running, I'm constantly talking to them the whole entire time about that journey. You know, think about your why. And then it's easy because a lot of people in life, they go to the finish line, but they don't go through the finish line. And when you go through the finish line, you know God has something on the other side. When you go to the finish line, that's the final destination. So that's the mindset I try to give them, you know, just to encourage and motivate them.
That's awesome.
I tell you what, though, if I had to do your 10-second sprint after the thing, I'd have
passed out. Nah, you'd be good, man. You're a champion, man. You'd be good.
That's a whole workout that I definitely like. And like Chef Ron said, there's a lot of things that we can do in regards to supplements. You know, Jeanette was talking about food and all that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, do you think supplements are the answer, or eating natural food is the answer? What would you recommend?
So it's both. So when you get to supplements, right, so I'm going to say myself, if I didn't clean my body out and I have all this junk in my body and I got all the candy, I got all the sugars, and I can go get the best supplement in the world and I can take the supplement, now it has to work through all the junk in our bodies. So that's why before when I start a challenge, a 6-week or 8-week challenge, the very first thing I do for week one is I cleanse your body out. And a lot of people don't like drinking water. You'd be surprised, but you got to drink a gallon of water a day. That's like mandatory with me. Just so it can have everything, you know, flushing everything out and you stay fresh. But eating healthy is good as well, but you have to tag team it. You know, if you do both, clean your body out, drink the water, take the supplements, you'll be on the road for success.
Makes sense.
What about protein shakes? I take like a plant-based protein shake. I think it has like maybe a couple grams of sugars. Are those good?
Yeah, plant-based is good. Yeah, I have a lot of clients that take plant-based. It's good. But I tell people, you know, when you go to these GNC stores, you know, some clients, they go to the store in GNC. I stay on the phone with them because you just want to sell something. So you have to read. You have to read that label. That's the most important piece. You know, when you put something into your body, do your research and read up on it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, so champ, let me ask you. So what you have upcoming, the upcoming events or your information where people can reach you at? If they have any questions, they want to, you know, sign up with you?
Yeah, so first and foremost, we have a workout group on Facebook. It's Champ Workout Extreme Fitness Group. You can join our Facebook page. Coming up on Monday, we have a 14-day challenge, and that's no breads, no sugars. You have to work out with me for 14 days straight. And it's two sides to that challenge. It's the transformation side, and it's the weight loss side. Coming up after that, we have our summer body transformation 6-week challenge, and then we're off to Ocean City for the third annual beach boot camp.
Now, Champ, you said, what was the name of that Facebook page?
It's Champ Workout, all one word, Extreme Fitness Group.
All right, see, you lost me at Extreme. See,
yeah, Extreme, man. It's not hard, though. It's not hard. You'll be fine.
All right, now that's good stuff right there. I actually just opened it up. So tell us real quick, if you were to give us a quick synopsis in your pitch, so to speak, what would you tell people their why would be to even think about coming to Champ Workout Extreme? Why should I do that?
The number one thing is because I've been through it. So it's easy for me to take you to the other side. As far as knowledgeable, I can teach you certain things about utilizing your time better, help you identify your why, get you through those storms. A lot of people, when they go through storms, they think that the storm is just going to hold them back. I can get you through the other side. I do want to piggyback off of that piece because I had a mentor coming up, and my mentor was Monty Sanders, which trained Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. That's how I got my dream started. It's funny that you mentioned YouTube because I first seen him on YouTube. I contacted him on Facebook, and we built this relationship up. The first thing that he said was, he said, Champ, you have to include God in everything that you possibly do. But at that time, it was so hard because my faith was low, but I trusted him. So with my clients, what I do is I build trust. It's, you know, you're dealing with so many different personalities. Everybody's different. You can't treat this person like you treat that person, but you can help them identify their why. So that's the main piece right there, and then success. We're going to get results. We're going to work hard. I'm going to tell you it's easy work. I'm going to plant the seeds, but we're going to put the work in.
Well, there you have it. Simple as that. There you have it.
And I really would like to do a virtual class with this whole crew that's on the phone.
Whoa,
I want to do a virtual.
I want to be there for that.
Oh,
I gotta
let
be
me
there
get my hair right.
Hey, look,
I'm ready, champ. I'm ready. Let's get it.
Oh man, let's do a virtual class, man. And we can get it going.
Oh man.
Hey guys. Hey, I didn't hear James say anything. James, where are you?
Hey, James hung up.
James, are you still on the call, James?
Come on, y'all.
Come on, y'all. That would be awesome. So you know what? She's going to set it up, and that would be – come on, y'all. Who's down?
You know okay. I'm in.
I'm down. Champ, I already went on your Facebook page. Y'all go ahead and accept me. I gave some nice, good answers for your questions.
Look, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Presses and Ron, y'all in?
I'm with it.
Okay, so
I'm with
it. I'll put it in a group when
I don't
you
know how much
together.
I can do, but I'm with it.
No, what
we're going to do, we're going to do it live. We're going to record it as part of our show.
Oh,
and all y'all going to hear is a whole lot of heavy breathing.
Champ, that would be awesome. A family circle exercise workout.
Yeah, a family who work out together, we live longer together.
Yeah.
Right, exactly,
like
together.
Yeah, I'm ready. But now, you know, on a serious note, I truly wanted to thank you guys. My family experienced a lot of deaths, man, you know, just from cancer, and my mom went through cancer. And tonight I told him I wanted to really dedicate every word that God allowed me to share tonight to my wife, you know, to my aunt, to my mom, and just everybody out there that's going through the struggles. You know, we here, but if we join together as a team, man, it can be amazing. You know, anything that God allow you to touch is success. So you just got to keep walking, man. Walk through those storms.
Y'all hear that motivation right there?
I'm
we hear during our workouts.
That boy good.
That boy is good.
See, the beautiful with YouTube, I could just sit down and watch the YouTube video
and then see. But you know, James, you know the I don't know if you know, but you know it's live. So it's just like I'm right there training you. Like I see you see me. I mean it's live action. So come on and join the group, man.
You're gonna see a lot of close ups.
Yeah, hey, don't cut that camera off, man.
But that's amazing, man. What you're doing is amazing. Your whole platform is amazing. Anything we can do to support you here on the Family Circle, anytime you have an event or anything special, we'll definitely feature you and your whole organization. And definitely we'll get some live snippets from when you're training. We can add those because what I would like to see, like Tamara and Jazz said, is that motivation is what they hear throughout the workout. So I would love to record some of that because you'll probably be surprised in your own space some of the things you're saying that God is revealing to you while you're seeing people going through. You know, so I'll be interested to hear some of those conversations. I love to air those live. So that's all. I'm serious. We can probably, you know, maybe not do the whole hour, but maybe get at least 10 to 15 minutes in because I'm only good for about 10 minutes or for my workout.
James, I'm going to need you to be all in. Like the awesome Clemson team, I'm going to need you to be all in, James. It's all or nothing.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to be if you pass out on the floor, you got me for an hour.
Hey, look, anything you guys need me to do, look, I'm here. You know, y'all got a brother for life right here. I mean, anything. Anytime you need me to come back or anything in the community, please let me know. Just contact me. But, yeah, it's a blessing, man. Great hour.
I really think it'll be a great idea if you reach out to some of these HBCUs and have some classes.
Okay.
It'll be a really great idea because I remember being in college and I was 125 when I, maybe like 100 pounds when I went to college. I was like 125 when I left because all you do is eat. There's nothing for you to do is exercise if you're not an athlete. So
yeah.
You had something where you can go because girls want to be cute. They want to stay in shape.
Yeah,
and the
definitely.
Guys want to see the girls looking cute, being in shape, so that's going to make them come.
Oh, you're
so
definitely right.
That would be a great way to segue into help with the community.
Definitely. I truly appreciate that. I definitely contact them.
And one of the things that we'll extend to you from the HBCUI family family circle, you can be a regular contributor on our platform.
Okay.
It's open to you. And so this way you can also use that while you're reaching out to some of these HBCUs. Let them know you're part of HBCUI Radio Family Circle, where our goal is to teach financial awareness and life issues. So, and being in shape is definitely a life issue. So you are officially a part of the family. So you can use that as you reach out.
Thanks a lot, brother. I truly appreciate it.
That's awesome. I'm tripping. Show was awesome.
Yeah, so we're ending the show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Tamara and Jess, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, so we want to thank you all for tuning in. This is Jasmine T, co-host of Family Circle. You all have a great evening.
Bye.
Everybody have a great evening.
Bye, everyone.
Hey,
thanks a lot.
Let's hear the baby cry, Jess.
Good night.
Night.
Night.